This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Now, Perry is on the line here in Texas. And, Perry, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. I am.
So, Perry, let me see if I can recap what your question was, because I was a little confused by it. I'm sure I'll get it wrong, so please correct me when I get it wrong. But you said you're a telephone contractor, you're looking at a possible job in Afghanistan, and you're wondering something about the contractors over there being killed and the New World Order, this concept which is thrown around a lot on the conspiracy talk radio shows that suggests that there's a group of politicians or muckety mucks, rich people or whatever, that want to control the world and put in a one world government or something like that. Did I kind of recap your question?
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. It was mostly just entailed with the. Like you said, the buzzword, the New World Order, in regards to why they're basically sprinkling freedom dust over in Afghanistan to create like a capitalist country, and why we have to foot the bill, And mostly, mostly in curtail to my question, why we have to go over there when this war really shouldn't even exist in the first place.
Perry, if you want to term it in the way that more people will probably be understanding of, maybe call it the military-industrial complex. I think that might be a better way of saying that you will be a part of this corporate machine that is. And it's not really taking taxpayer money, because taxpayer money isn't really going to fund the war in Iraq. There isn't enough, or in Afghanistan, there isn't enough taxpayer money collected, at least from the income tax and whatnot, to do this. Most of this war is being done by borrowing and inflating the currency. So I think, yes, if you go and take this job in Afghanistan as a contractor, you will definitely be part of the state corporate machine out there.
Right, and if you believe in this idea of this New World Order, but I agree with JJ, I don't focus on those terms. If you do believe in that concept, then yeah, you'd be essentially an extension of them and what they're doing. But you are definitely an extension of the military-industrial complex, at the very least, which is something that exists for the benefit of those who are in the positions of power and at the beck and call of those who are in the positions of power. Plus, you're putting your life on the line as well. I mean, there's also that aspect that, you could be killed. So I'm sure the offer is very, very good. I mean, these people do have a lot of money to throw around.
Exactly. You're going to probably make a lot of money off of this deal. But there's a lot of unintended consequences that I think go along with this sort of venture. And if you're of the liberty mindset, or if you're in that sort of place where you are making changes in your life to reflect your principles and the way that you believe or the way that you see the world is, then maybe this isn't the right decision for you. But
I always wonder about this, though. If he doesn't go, there are 100 telephone contractors that are lined up to take that 80 grand a year or whatever they're offering, 120 grand a year. So does it matter?
Well, I think it matters to him, Mark.
It would matter to me. I would not want to work for such an organization. I would not want to.
Maybe this position is better for a more statist contractor. Maybe that would fit him better.
I wouldn't want my paycheck to be coming from theft and extortion and coercion. I wouldn't want those things to be the case. And if I were you, and you've already expressed a disinterest in the war, you don't think it should be happening. Right, Perry?
Right, you're exactly right, and that's
then you're just enabling them.
Exactly, I mean, what you threw out there was just basically what I was feeling for the past few weeks. Going through the process and getting the security clearance, and I'm just getting money.
We're losing your cell phone, man, but I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call and the question tonight.
The guy from the phone company's phone call broke.
Hopefully we were of some assistance to you.
I think it's definitely one of those contentious issues that some people have this opportunity, and maybe if he stays here, he makes $30,000 a year or something like that, and he has this opportunity to go and make, you know, 2 to 3 times what he normally would, and you can see his own personal benefit being at the forefront there. But as I said, there's probably numerous unintended consequences, even from maybe the vaccines they give you as a contractor. You do have to obey a lot of the regulations and commands from the military. You're under their constant protection and at their
plus the fact contractors die over there.
Yes. Death.
I think that would be my biggest concern.
Death, yes.
Death, disease, big concern.
Like I said, you can't predict everything, and don't listen to these other people that said, oh, well, I was there and this and that. They're probably telling you things, or they're not telling you things for a reason, because they are disturbing or they're kind of frightening.
So, 800-259-9231. We were talking last hour.
You were over there, and not in Afghanistan. You were in Iraq, right?
No, I wasn't in Iraq.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought
stationed in Germany, correct?
That's right.
Fighting the war for freedom in Germany.
the continuing war.
It was fun, man, let me tell you. I certainly enjoyed drinking that German beer.
So, we were talking last hour about Julian Heiklin, the heroic freedom activist who has been arrested so many times just simply going to courthouses and handing out literature. And he was bemoaning the fact that it's so difficult for him to get people to come help him at these literature distributions out in front of courthouses. Whenever a man in a robe issues an order, writes down some words on a piece of paper, that people get scared. The American Jury Institute, also known as FEJA, essentially put the kibosh on anybody that is associated with them going and doing any kind of outreach at these courthouses. And it frustrates Julian, and it would frustrate me too. I mean, I'm still going to the courthouses, and I don't care what they say. I'm going to keep handing out the literature there, and thankfully the people in here in New Hampshire, they know better than to mess with the activists here at this point.
Well, I think it's different for us though. Like as an example, every Monday Ian and I go out to hand out Don't Take the Plea Deal.
That's right.
Which isn't
at court.
It isn't much far removed from the FEJA. It's just more directed towards a different audience.
Correct.
It's local for us. You know, if you weren't to show up 1 week or if I wasn't, I think it wouldn't be such a big deal because we've done it so many times. We know the bureaucrats. It's like at this point in the game, it's more like, how do I present this in a more effective manner so that someone wants to take this pamphlet? It's not, I'm not worried about any of the bureaucracy coming down or any of the police. And so I also have more of a community interest in this. So there is sort of more of an investment. I can't imagine going to different places like Julian has and experiencing a completely new palette
every time.
Right. That is definitely very courageous.
I don't think that's what he's... I agree with you on your analysis. I don't think he's asking people to do what he's doing traveling around. I think he just wants people to come out where they live,
exactly,
like we do here in New Hampshire, and do this activism so he doesn't have to be like the lone FEJA activist.
It's nice to have cameras on you. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You want footage of what's going down.
So the reason I bring him up again is because I wrote him a quick response to his Tyranny Fighters email. Again, you can go to tyrannyfighters.com. That's his website. I believe there's a way to sign up there to receive emails from him to kind of keep in the loop with what's going on. Maybe that way you can show up and know about where he's going to be and when. But I sent out an email to him just letting him know, hey, Julian, you're not alone. Here in New Hampshire, we do have people who have the courage to disobey the orders of a man in a robe, to continue on doing what is right, despite whatever these government bureaucrats threaten them. And he actually wrote back about 10 minutes later. He wrote back to say that, I know that you do. I will be at Porkfest.
Awesome.
So, yeah, he's coming back, second year in a row. If you haven't had a chance to meet Julian Heiklin, I think we can now announce officially that he will be...
he's announced.
That's right, that he will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He actually adds to his email here, we can have some action then, particularly at the Keene Courthouse. Thanks for your note. Yours in freedom and justice, Julian. So
nice.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, this is a guy that people can really learn from. He is a wealth of a lifetime of activism knowledge.
And if he needs a place to retire to finally when he's done walking and traveling, he should certainly come down to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
that
would be great. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. But we need more people with the courage of Julian Heiklin. Not just here in New Hampshire, but all over across the country. you can take control of the airwaves, but certainly here in New Hampshire, that should be more effective here as well. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email updates or follow our Twitter or Facebook. All of it's free for you. Once again, go to news.freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Then build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Jenny is listening to America's Talk, XM 158. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I know y'all are new to XM, and I was just wondering, I've listened to y'all intermittently, and I've heard y'all talk about y'all believe in marijuana being okay, and there should be no laws against marijuana.
Indeed.
Do you believe that all drug laws should be rescinded?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What about opium, heroin?
All of it.
Opium is already used in pharmaceuticals consistently.
Well, all of it should be. Not only let me take it one step further for you as well. Not only should all of those prohibitions be repealed, but also the prescription process should be eliminated as well, because the prescription process creates sort of a gray market where those
yes.
prescriptions you were referencing there, JJ, like oxycodone or hydrocodone,
Percocets,
Xanax, these things are very popular in the black marketplace. And so as a result of the fact that people just can't go into the store and buy some of it, you end up having trucks getting waylaid, 18-wheelers getting pulled to the side of the road and having their shipments robbed from them. You have factories being broken into. You have people stealing other people's pills.
Or even more, less offensive, I guess, to say is people will go out and get a prescription for something they know they can sell in the black market, and they will make money. And I'm not saying a small amount of money. I'm talking $20 a pill. And if you get 50 pills a month or whatever it is, you can sit there, sell all your pills, and basically live off of that money.
There are people who do that.
I know people in the past that have done that.
Okay, what about methadone, where people cook it up in their homes and stuff like that?
I think you mean methamphetamine.
Methamphetamine. Sorry about that.
Great question. It's a legitimate concern because there are a lot of stories out there about people in their back shed or whatever trying to make some meth. They set the home on fire. Their children die in the fire.
They poison people.
The smell is awful. So the reason why that won't happen in a legal world, in a world in which methamphetamine is no longer prohibited, the reason why that won't happen is the same reason why most people don't make bathtub gin today, because it is being made in controlled conditions. Gin is another hard liquor.
Sure.
Being made in controlled conditions in laboratory environments by companies whose job it is to make these products in as safe a manner as possible and in as an effective as manner as possible.
Well, not only that, but the companies that are selling the gin now have a reputation of selling not only a product that meets the standards and quality expectations of the customer, but consistently delivering a consistent product, whereas you drink your one shot of gin today, the next bottle you buy, that shot of gin will contain the same amount of alcohol, mm-hmm. the same amount of whatever other ingredients that go into it, or whatever, dirt or whatever process there is, it will be the exact same. And so people will continue to buy from a trusted source rather than going to, like, if it was legalized and people could make methamphetamine, you would have, high-quality meth. It would be out there and it would be available. People would be less likely to want to go and buy something made in someone's,
what meth are you going to buy? Are you going to buy somebody who's a crackhead who's trying to cook up a batch of meth in his back shed? Or are you going to buy the Tylenol brand meth from, from the local corner store, which is measured and it's consistent? And so does that make any sense to you?
Well, to me, from the stories I've heard, meth is a terrible thing.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Sure.
Okay, what about cocaine and crack? All that should be legal. And if you've got somebody high on crack, okay, you can't do anything to them.
Well, it can or can't. It depends on what they're doing. You can do something to somebody who is violating the rights of other people. So if they're stealing things or harming people, then, yeah, you can absolutely do that. If they're walking around mumbling to themselves. We got people that do that anyway without crack. But one thing I'd like to point out is that the war on drugs creates its own problems. And I'm gonna draw a parallel to the war on alcohol that existed for a couple of decades in the nation's past. Prior to, and I don't have the number sitting here right in front of me, but the consumption of what they called distilled spirits doubled in the time frame of prohibition and has still just been going on a downward slope. It has not yet reached the point that it had prior to prohibition existing. So what we can extrapolate from that is that, in fact, prohibition causes more powerful substances to become popular because they're easier to transport. A drug dealer would rather sell to your 16-year-old kid some crack than they would some marijuana because there's a higher profit margin and it's easier to conceal. Do you understand that the drug war creates higher levels of addiction?
Now, let me ask you this. Is there any mental problem from taking crack? And taking cocaine, does that cause psychosis and everything?
These are drugs. They are chemicals, and they are chemicals that alter one's state of consciousness. And like any chemical that has the power to alter one's state of consciousness, anything has the power to be, has the ability to be abused. I will counter your question with a follow-up question, and that is it possible for alcohol to damage someone mentally?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Right. Alcohol is a very, very powerful drug. Alcohol is one of the hardest drugs known to man. It is incredibly dangerous. It is incredibly destructive. It can be destructive if not used in moderation. If used in excess, alcohol can kill you. But alcohol is completely legal, and that's okay. We understand. We've learned, hopefully, collectively, we've learned our lesson, at least on the alcohol prohibition, and that no one within their right mind would ever call for alcohol to be made illegal again, despite all of the awful car accidents and the lives that are ruined and the alcoholics that we have out there
and don't
the
forget
domestic abuse.
The huge amount of mind-altering that alcohol can do. You can smoke a crack rock, and you will not be as messed up as you are if you drink a fifth of whiskey.
Have you ever smoked a crack rock? How do you know that?
I have smoked a crack rock in my life, yes.
Wow.
A portion of one.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that about you.
So, I guess he's
17.
Got that anecdotal evidence.
It was, it's been a long time.
So, yeah, Jenny, these things are risky, clearly, but there are also ways to use them in moderation. Like, I knew somebody who had used meth in a very moderated manner, and she turned out all right. I wouldn't recommend it.
Sounds like a bad idea.
I don't think meth is good.
I think most of us here would be very much against using any of these drugs. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have that opportunity to explore for yourself whether that drug is for you.
Tell you what, we'll bring you back here in a moment if you've got any other questions. If not, I appreciate the call tonight. We'll put her on hold, though. If she's got more, she's welcome to stick with us because I think this is really important.
She didn't have a chance to say anything.
Yeah, I want to make sure we bring her back if she wants to come back here. I think it's a really critical issue. It is so misunderstood, and there's so much misinformation out there put out there by the government about these things. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Freedom, a blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V as in victory, E-L-Y-N, Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there free. We've got listening options, broadband and dial-up versions of our streams, which allow you to listen to Free Talk Live around the clock, 24-7. The latest episode is airing there over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get information about our 95 great radio stations that carry the show, satellite listening options, including XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel and webcam, as well as our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of prescription medications, if you have any prescriptions and you're getting your prescriptions filled at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. There's also a telephone number there if you want to call them instead. Their customer service is excellent. I've been through the process. I've been to their offices. These are good folks. They test all of their drugs. They have an outside company test all of their drugs to make sure that there's no counterfeits involved. These are the real thing. And you, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Abilify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia, it's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is our number. Ginny did drop off the line. She was calling listening to XM 158 America's Talk and had some good questions about what things would be like in a world in which we actually, or at least in a country in which we actually had no war on drugs.
Well, it would be a compassionate place, because without the war, without the aggressive policy of curbing behaviors that are found to be uncouth or unacceptable, instead there would be compassion in place of that, where people would rather treat the mental illness if there is a mental illness, treat the addiction if there is an addiction, treat the problem, and instead of, like with the alcohol situation, if you're out drinking with friends, you have that friend that's looking out for you, that sometimes, you know, this friend knows you get drunk too fast or something to that effect, and there is a sort of a community or a group sort of a minding of each other and taking care of each other. You know, maybe someone holds your hair while you're puking in the toilet. Stuff like that. I mean,
hopefully that's not how it's going, but yeah.
You know, with legal drugs in our society at the moment, you go out to a bar and there's someone who's intoxicated. You know this person's intoxicated. You can recognize the signs of it, and you know that there's a certain behavior that comes with, and you deal with it as a society, as a people, as an individual. We all know how to deal with this situation. Now, if you get into a back room of some prohibited item, and it's all everyone's on edge because the police might come in at any moment. We all got guns and knives. We're all ready to brawl at any second because if the cops come raid the place, you know, I've got, you know, all this to lose and blah, blah, blah. It's a much different environment than a bar where you, you walk into it and it's a calm and it's much more conducive to a safe drugging.
And there's also lots of problems with things being illegal. The fact is, you know, Jenny here, she may never, ever do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like she has. But her life is in danger at all times because of this war on drugs. The fact is that one of these crack addicts that she's worried about, and rightly so, some of these people will break into your home and slit your throat. But it's not because they're on crack. It's because they want to be on crack. They want. They need the money to get the next fix.
So they need your jewelry.
If you made aspirin illegal, the price of it would shoot through the roof. So, but right now you can get a big bottle of aspirin for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it would be with these drugs. You don't see people knocking over liquor stores for the liquor. You see them knocking over liquor stores for the money so they can go out and buy other drugs.
Also,
they're not robbing people for cigarette money.
I like how JJ described it as compassionate, that the world would be more compassionate in the absence of the war on drugs. The people that are looking for help wouldn't be afraid to go and get it. That's one aspect. But there's another important aspect, and that is that, you know, Jenny kind of brought up the meth lab scare stories about how, you know, people that are, a lot of people making meth, maybe they don't know quite what they're doing. They make mistakes. The chemicals are dangerous. The chemicals are, you know, flammable, and people,
they're poisonous.
Right. They burned their houses down.
Right.
They've died in the process of making this meth. So there's that kind of danger, which will be eliminated by the process being industrialized and doing it in a safe laboratory environment. In fact, if you actually look it up, I believe it's Desoxyn. I believe that is the drug. There actually is legal meth. There actually is a prescription methamphetamine out there with a name brand attached to it. And I went to the company's website just to make sure they weren't cooking it in somebody's back shed. And sure enough, they've got pictures of, you know, people in
clean, the big meth lab.
You know, they're in laboratory smocks, and they've got the gloves that they put their hands in. And, you know, there's this clean room environment. So beyond that, beyond the manufacturing safety aspect, the product safety, JJ touched on this, where you've got the regular product quality levels. You've got what you are expecting. You've got measured doses. Whereas in the black market, you get what you get. One batch of heroin might be completely different from the next batch coming from the same drug dealer. So you don't ever know. And that heroin addict that's used to getting a certain dose, if all of a sudden the next batch that comes in happens to be 10 times as good, 10 times the quality, the strong, that person may not realize it. That may not be accurately communicated.
Yep.
And so that person may load up his needle full of the usual dose and then find out,
pretty soon he's room temperature.
Whoops, that was 10 times too much. And so you're dead. So what you have happening, if you hear stories about people dying from drug use, which rarely you actually hear them, but they do happen from time to time.
More people die using prescription drugs in the manner that they're supposed to be used than die using illegal drugs in overdoses.
Yeah, absolutely true. All that said, there are people that do die from overdoses.
Sure.
But the reason why those things typically happen, excepting people that overdose on purpose, the people that die from accidental overdosing, they're dying usually because they don't know what they're getting. They're dealing with the black marketplace. They have no idea. You go and you buy some drugs at a club, for instance, something that's being sold as ecstasy, odds are, depending on where you're buying it, odds are it's not. Hmm. It's not even going to be close. In some cases, the chemical that's in that pill is it even related to MDMA?
Well, also there's some knowledge that needs to be had whenever you're using these substances, and because of the prohibition on the substance itself, there's also a prohibition on the knowledge. And the schools, yeah, I've been in the classroom where they tell you, oh, this is what the drug does to you, and this is how it affects your body. And it's usually like a two-sentence explanation as to what happens and what's going on, because they don't really want to educate you about the pros of the drug or the reason that people actually take the drug, you know, those things that feel good when the drug
happens.
Yeah,
this will make you giggle.
Right.
Who wants that?
Right, exactly.
Give me some giggling stuff.
You know, they don't want to tell you that pot, oh, you're not really going to have to be stressed about anything. You're going to really enjoy life. Because it's just sort of, it takes the edge off or whatever, you know, whatever their slogan is. Instead, you know, that information about using the drugs is not passed on, and that knowledge isn't distributed like it was with your prescription. You know, when you got your prescription, it came with this card that says, well, this is how it affects you. These are the directions. This is how much you take.
Side effects.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, if you have any problems with this, you can call this number, blah, blah, blah. Well, that information would be included in a legal society or a free society where people could do what they want with their bodies. And that would head off a lot of the overdose, a lot
Absolutely.
Of the medical problems that come with this.
And right, a lot of the confusion, because a lot of people don't research these things. The information is there now better than it has ever been because of the internet, thankfully. You've got great websites like Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org, which has all kinds of information, frequently asked questions, details, trip reports, all kinds of information about plants, drugs, chemicals, prescription drugs. It's all there. Lots of great info, huge resource. So the information is there, but that doesn't mean that the teenager in the club who's being sold ecstasy is going to have any idea what he or she is getting into if they haven't done their research in advance. And what we're describing here is all of these factors that would be present in the legal marketplace for drugs reduce the harm that is done. They make it so people can easily be educated if that's what they want to do, and they can be safer with safer, measured doses of quality product. These things would all be the case in a decriminalized drug marketplace. But because we don't have that, because we've got prohibition, you've got increased danger levels, you've got people that aren't even doing drugs in danger, as Mark was pointing out.
Right, and I think that's what's most important to many listeners out there.
More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The remaining moments coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed.
the president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas, was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your calls, your thoughts. Here in the remaining moments, it is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website, and we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up, and we appreciate it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Tim is listening in Missouri, listening to America's Talk, XM 158. Hello, Tim.
It's Kim. Thank you, man. First-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir. What did you say? Your name was Ken, K-E-N, Ken?
No, it's Kim. I was named after a Chinese orderly.
Oh, gotcha. Kim. Okay, Kim, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you guys talking about, you know, they ought to do away with the war on drugs. Now, you're using that very loosely. You know, I think the majority of the country would agree that it's about time to decriminalize pot, right? I don't think anybody really gives a crap, you know, you want to get high or smoke a joint, that's fine.
But, okay.
You know, don't generalize, all right? Crystal meth, it's a bad thing.
Cocaine, oh, it's a bad thing, no doubt. We're not generalizing.
Thing.
We're being specific.
Well, when you say get rid of the war on drugs,
let me make it clear. I'll define it for you. Every single substance, I don't care if it's liquid Drano, you should be able to ingest it into your body, Kim, because it's your body.
Well, let me give you a little insight here.
Okay, sure.
My only son was shot and killed by two drug dealers in 1999. They were trying to rob him and steal his car.
Now, were they working for Budweiser? Were those drug dealers Budweiser distributors?
My son was 19 years old now.
But let me make sure I'm clear on something here. The drug dealers that killed him were black market drug dealers, right?
Actually, they were.
Yeah. Okay, so if we don't have a black market anymore, then would stop that from happening, wouldn't it?
Are you familiar with meth I mean, have you ever had any personal contact with these people?
I have, yeah, actually,
sure,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're okay with that.
No,
you
know, I know. No, no, no. Let me be clear.
Well, Kim, I made it clear why that is. The reason they're going to slit your throat for what's in your pocket is because they need what's in your pocket. If this stuff was legal, you don't see anybody slitting anybody's throat over alcohol. But you can be darn sure in the 30s, gangsters shot the hell out of people's sons over this stuff. Do you think it's a good idea to make alcohol illegal? Because I can tell you there was some guy calling in to some talk show, if they had such a thing, saying, hey, my son died because of this bathtub gin. These people that deal this stuff are, they're derelicts, they're dangerous, they're evil people, and this stuff cannot be made legal. But in fact, by making it legal, you can see the purveyors of alcohol are no longer slitting people's throats.
Well, what kind of a society do you think we would live
the
in?
Kind that has, the kind where you are able to own your own body. The kind where you are not able to stand over and lord over someone else and tell them how they're going to live.
Honestly, let's get real about this. You know, I mean, I'm a truck driver. I've been an over-the-road driver for 35 years. Man, I don't want to be out here on the road with these idiots.
It's illegal to drive when you're drunk. It would be illegal to drive.
I'm drinking drive, man.
I'm not telling you.
I got you, dude. But the point is, they're already on the road with you. Do you understand that? People that are inebriated are already on the road, whether we're talking about alcohol or crack or meth or whatever.
Or whatever prescription drugs, Ritalin or whatever mind altering.
You would be supporting those people because they wouldn't be capable of working.
No, I would not be supporting them.
I don't believe that's true.
Do you think it's fair that there ought to be drug testing and no drugs in the workplace?
If some people,
or are you perfectly good with, you know, frying people?
Look, thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. You should probably get back on the road. But
audio is terrible there.
As far as what his question is, if it's your company, you can set whatever rules you like.
Sure, test them.
See, if you're running a truck driving operation, you want to make sure your drivers are not using speed, then which is very popular, by the way, from what I understand, in the professional driving world, then it's up to you to implement a program like that. I'm not saying I'm against people having whatever rules they want in their business.
As far as I'm concerned, somebody who's on speed gets in an automobile accident, that's a negligent factor, and that's going to be, they're going to be responsible for making that other person whole. But that doesn't change the fact that other people who are not driving should still own their bodies. Just because some people might put somebody else's life in danger isn't a good reason for making alcohol illegal. It isn't a good reason for making caffeine illegal. The fact is, if I have 3 caffeinated beverages, I'm off the rails crazy. You'd rather me be on the road after drinking 6 beers than you'd rather have me on the road after drinking 3 Diet Cokes, because I'm absolutely insane. But it's legal.
Yep. Yeah, I think the idea that the world will be a better place, that whole fear-mongering that goes along with anything like this is just absurd, for one. And I think the other part that people, they're not, not everybody goes along the same path like the movies say, where as soon as a drug is instituted into their life, they turn and use this drug for, the worst possible scenario.
Yeah, most drug users are functional.
Very recreational. And none of us here, I think, for the most part, support the use of any of these hard drugs. Now, obviously, you pointed out marijuana. Most people don't care about marijuana. It's much lower on the list. It doesn't actually kill people, for one, unlike tobacco or alcohol. And we haven't even talked about tobacco and how really addictive nicotine is. Look, I'm a smoker. I've smoked tobacco for probably about 12 years now. I'm set and addicted. That is for certain. And without, that cigarette, you feel that foreboding sort of sense of uneasiness that comes with it. But I've never thought of killing anybody for a cigarette, and you don't really hear about that either because it's legal and it's affordable. The market has provided solutions.
And if you want help, you can get help.
You're not
afraid to get help because you're going to get thrown in a cage. The idea that somebody who is addicted to one of these dangerous substances like crystal meth, many of these people are incredibly paranoid. They're paranoid because, well, for good reason. There are men with guns out there that are willing to put them in a cage. Look, a few years ago, before I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, lived in Sarasota, Florida, and my girlfriend at the time knew somebody who was a younger mother, probably in her late 20s, and she had a daughter, maybe about 3 years old.
She'd stay over at your house quite a bit.
You saw her.
Nice little girl.
Mom was a meth head.
Yeah.
And so we were able to do what we could to help out with this girl and get her out of the house and get her in a healthier environment rather than hanging around whatever the kind of people this woman would associate with as a result of having to buy her meth in the black marketplace and, of course, being afraid to go and get any sort of help because she's afraid she's going to be locked up against her will. And do you think that her child would be better off in the hands of the state? I mean, because right in the situation in which we were in, we were able to assist in whatever ways we could, despite the fact that meth was a black market activity, which was good. But she could have gotten more help if the product were legal. She could have actually gone to some sort of a clinic where they might have taken care of her children. And, you know, there might be something set up to where people would step in and the community could step in to help out somebody that wanted that kind of assistance. Right. The idea that that mom and that daughter would have been better off if mom went to jail for 5 years because she had a meth addiction is just crazy.
Yes.
That is really damaging, that idea, putting people in jail and then sitting back, crossing your arms and saying, well, that'll teach you. Because people that get out of jail for drugs are not broken of their habit, necessarily.
Look, I spent 9 years in prison. Those who listen to the show regularly know this. But I spent 9 years in prison, and I can tell you the guys that went into the confinement dorm, the K-dorm at the little slice of heaven that they called Gladiator School that I spent 9 years at, mm-hmm. they would go in there for 30 days, you know, 2 weeks, 30 days, 60 days in some cases. First thing they'd do when they came out was get a cigarette.
Mm.
The first thing they'd do.
Yep. Well, people are used to certain substances that alter their perception of reality, that alter how they feel about themselves, and they're going to constantly want that. They're going to constantly want to escape whatever it is that's chasing them or haunting them, or maybe just a moment of respite from the otherwise stressful day.
Yeah.
And so you have just a myriad of substances that do a myriad of different things. Like I always go back to Ritalin being clinically proven to have the exact same effects as cocaine when chopped up and snorted. Mm. It's the exact same sort of process that happens, but it's in pill form. It's given by this guy in a lab coat, and so the delivery method is different.
It's good
in both fashions. That's why it's acceptable.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us again tomorrow. We'll be back. We'll take your calls about anything, of course, at that time. Just this evening, it has been Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
So join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you are going to do drugs, and we understand that people will, and if you are going to do harder drugs, at least figure out what you're doing first. Go to arrowid.org. Do some research before you go putting things in your body. E-R-O-W-I-D.org. See you tomorrow night.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.